Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like Radon Charm.
With a fleet of super bats, the status Radon Charm.
Afternoons on the score.
Tying run at third, go ahead run at second. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a big chop toward third, charging. Arenado bare hands it and throws to first in time. All the game over. Arenado bare handing that ground ball. The runner, Pete Bill Armstrong, did not distract him. Arenado barehanded it, rifled it to first, getting Swanson by half a step, and the ball game is over.
Highlight courtesy of the score, the great Pat Hughes on the call.
Boy, the Hall of Famer with a great call there, because I certainly thought about whether Pete Crow Armstrong could have or should have just kept running, or even gone in front or gotten closer and tried to play it in a way.
You wonder, is it obstruction or not?
Probably, but in that moment.
They seem to be calling obstruction way too much this year.
It's true. They've called it in some weird spots, but just a brilliant play by Nolan Arenado, one of the greatest third basemen ever to play the game. He made a Brooks Robinson-type play the night before. And then that one last night, the Cardinals out-defended the Cubs, among many other things, last night.
Yes, they did. We promised you that we would give you Windy City Smokeout tickets, and we're going to give it to the sixth caller. 312-540-0670. And the Windy City Smokeout on July 12th. If you can't go, please don't take the tickets away from someone who can. Kane Brown's going to be there, Megan Maroney. For ticket information, if you don't win, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. You look at the standings in the National League Central today, Speaks. It's getting crowded here. Like, it's getting crowded. I look up and you see what's gone on with the other teams in the league. And obviously, the Cubs and the Cardinals are playing each other, so it makes it easy to keep an eye on the Cardinals. Cardinals have been real good, 8-2 in their last 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Brewers are 7-3 in their last 10. The Reds, who I'm now starting to get more scared of.
You should be. The Reds are 12-5 in their last 17 games. They have taken 5 of their past 6 series. They had 39,000 plus in Cincinnati on a Tuesday night.
Well, they had the prize prospect coming up, Chase Burns. Pitched last night, and he was pretty good.
Number 2 pick in the draft from last year.
Yeah, and he was up there, and he struck out Aaron Judge.
What was your favorite strikeout?
I guess you gotta say Judge. I've watched him, so he's a big dude, so one of the best hitters in the game. So that's probably my favorite one.
You hit runner on third, 2 outs. I don't think anyone would have been shocked or understandable to walk Judge in that spot. Why'd you go after him in that spot, and how big was that moment for you?
Just trust my stuff, really. I mean, that's what Steve-O said. Just go out there, don't change. So I'm not going to change just because it's a batter, you know. You still got to hit the ball.
So Chase Burns struck out the first five people he faced yesterday.
What a night.
He's the first starting pitcher in at least the expansion era since 1961 to strike out the first five guys in his MLB debut, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. That's pretty damn cool. And the Reds have a thing going on, man. They are in full-on go-for-it mode. They DFA'd Jamer Candelario the other day. They chose to pay Jamer Candelario $22.5 million to not play for them for a year and a half. That's the position they're in. And their GM, Nick Kroll, said it. At the end of the day, you got to look at it as sunk cost. If he's not going to help you, we felt we're in a better spot with young players. This is a statement of intent, said the GM. Bringing Chase Burns is a statement of intent. We want to win games. So, I mean, you got to love that if you're a Reds fan, maybe so finally.
That's what's scaring me. The fact that the Reds seem like, because there have been a couple of seasons where you go, you know, if the Reds made a couple of moves, they could be in contention in the division. Are we finally getting the Francona effect? Because that's what I'm like, oh, that's a problem. Now there's a manager there that knows what he's doing.
Knows what he's doing, and it can breed up as well as breed down, right? To the players and to the GM. I mean, you went out and got a guy who's capable of winning with capable players. So let him play with the best ones that you got and see what he can do.
And they also have a guy who's got superstar potential.
Ellie's great.
Yeah.
I love watching Ellie.
And he's having a pretty damn good season. Would you like to know his slash line over the last 30 days, Speaks?
I very much would. A lot of homers in there, I know.
321, 402, 688.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that good. That's over the last 30 days.
30 games, 10 home runs for Ellie.
Wow. Sometimes you can look and you're like, man, there's Ellie De La Cruz and there's O'Neill Cruz. And they're both so talented and skilled, and they're StatCast darlings in every possible way.
So fast. Throw the ball so hard.
They really do. But one of them really likes baseball and tries really hard. And the other one is O'Neill Cruz, who got benched last night for not running hard on a double play. He says he forgot how many outs there were. But either way, the manager in Pittsburgh, Don Kelly, did the old Bobby Cox, Andrew Jones.
Come sit next to me.
Come sit next to me
thing. We need to talk about a couple things.
Yeah, yeah. And then after the game, talked about it, and O'Neill Cruz owned up to it. But, man, fits some stuff I heard about him in the minors.
What they're asking him to do is difficult. I actually think that he will eventually get it out there in center field. I think he will, Spiegs. He's too athletically gifted to not. But it's going to take a while. That's hard to do at the major league level.
I agree. But if you don't really give a crap about being great, that can be a problem.
No doubt about it. More on De La Cruz. Five-game hitting streak for him. Here are the June splits on Ellie De La Cruz.
Okay.
338, 420, 727.
Man. That's nuts just in this month so far. And that's at 20 games, 21 games, something like that. Man.
So yes, it is getting crowded in the National League Central. And there's still a lot of baseball left to be played.
Yep.
And you shouldn't be like, this. Things are over for the... It's not.
Oh, of course not. It's exciting. It's a baseball season.
It's getting competitive.
Let's go. Time to win every night. Time to win. Just like Council said last week, the most important game is the one you're playing, and the one after that, and the one after that. I mean, baseball with consequences has come to your June. Let's go.
Let's go.
Matthew Boyd and Eric Fetty tonight. So you got Boyd tonight and Shota Imanaga tomorrow. Take two and split in St. Louis.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.